Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out on this Tuesday to rock out with us, to get on the mic, and anybody who's listening via web, I appreciate you, all that you do. I'm praying for all of us, our families, with everything that's going on with the coronavirus pandemic, that we make it through this, and I'm praying for the families who've lost family members due to this, and family members that are actually sick or in the hospital right now. I'm just praying for everybody to be touched, and I'm praying for God's will to be done over our lives. And I'm praying for protection and covering for all of us. And I just had to put that out there, you guys. That's what hit my spirit, and I just want to share that with you guys, because I just think that this is that time for prayer. And I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via phone. I thank you for taking this time out to rock out with me. I do my best not to keep you guys too long, but let's have a good time tonight. And I'm going to just go in, go hard, and let's get it.
Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again, to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinger, but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns to distinguish with the sound. Everybody wanna meet ya, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat ya. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyling, I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it, cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, Will, quit front and spit something one more time. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. You in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. painting pictures on these raps. Yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rap the poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they wish you forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keeping you off your focus. Never asking who wrote this, so quote this. See, when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain. You drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey dawg, I just wanna let you know, continue to stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. Just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. It's like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9, yeah, yours, yeah. All place. This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk in a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, be playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening, my family is part of. And grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the smiles, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, all place, Lafayette is yours, in the studio with my man, the right one, Ocean View. Doing the right
all
thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word,
holding me down,
check, 13 to Nazareth,
check
in the
out.
Building, yeah, and I'm out, and I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside, I feel good, say
yep.
It, I feel good, say
yep.
It, I feel good, say
yep.
It, I feel good,
put
your hands up in the sky, put your hands up. In the sky, swing them from the left to right, swing them.
I was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Violence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguised yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions on reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received. With a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs, time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents a domino effect, constant besetting foe before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, gain slaves. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
Hard, wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life would be purposeless without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letters. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire. Sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy.
for you. Let me cater to you.
Love is
beautiful. I love the way you are. Fulfill your every desire. The wish is my command. I wanna cater to my man, your
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime, or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God, now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Pretty hot and tempting, looking for.
for attention. Slipping in and sliding, steering, gripping and riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Loving contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion, queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the first round. And I know I did. I was over here vibing and dancing at the same time. And I know most of these tracks by heart. I do want to say for anybody who wants their tracks played on air, I do need the radio version, you know, just a clean version. But please send that to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Would love to put your tracks in rotation. And also, if you got something going on in your community, please feel free. Let us know what's going on. You can actually do a mini 60-second commercial. For anybody who wants to do like a home commercial, you can get on Smart Recorder. Or even if you want to do your tracks, but go to Smart. You can actually download the Smart Recorder app and play your tracks. Actually record your tracks, and then you can actually send those tracks to me. You can actually send them directly to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Just put all that together and all in lowercase, and please send it to me. That gives me permission to play your tracks. If you have an album, send that to me as well if you want that in rotation. But I just need the radio version, the clean version. If you send that to me, I just want to be clear to everybody. I just happen to be a poet. This is not a poetry show. This is actually a cipher. We're going to cipher everything that we have. Like, even if you're a comic, if you're a comedian, please feel free. Do some comedy up here. I want to laugh. I want you guys to enjoy yourself. I want you to be able to kick back, relax, and just enjoy yourself. So it's comedy, short stories, poetry, singing, rapping, hip-hop, neo-soul, whatever, country music. I don't care. Whatever your talent is, that's what this is for. We're ciphering collectively, coming together. And I always say, you never know. What you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. So feel free to share. Don't hold back. Somebody might need to hear what you got to say, even if it's something funny, if it's just testimony or whatever. You just want to drop us with it, drop a nugget with us. Let us know, so we can support you. And one thing I do want to do, I'm about to open up the shout out lines. I'm gonna shout you out. Don't get shy. I'm just speaking to you, and also open up the open mic lines. So when I shout you out, this is just me paying homage to you, giving you your flowers, and telling you thank you. Because on Tuesday, you could have been anywhere else, but you're rocking with us. So that means a lot to me. So that being said, also for anybody who's listening via, before I go into the line, for anybody who's listening via web, I can't see you, but I do appreciate you calling in, you know, like just listening in. But if you want to be heard, please make sure you call 323-642-1532. Again, if you want to be heard and you want to do some poetry, you just want to give a shout out, you just want to speak, say a couple of words or whatever, let us know what's going on in your community. So good to support you. Please call 323-642-1532. All right, so we got a caller on the line. What's up? What's up? We got Miss Burnett in the building. What's up? What's up, Burnett?
Yes, Miss Chana, I'm feeling all right. I was feeling bad today. My nose started bleeding real bad. I thought, why not go to the hospital? Y'all know the word for me. Pray for me.
I'm praying for you, most definitely. And I hope you feel better.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we got my god sister in the building. What's up? What's up, T. Nancy in the building? What's up, lady?
Hey, what's up, sis?
Not much. Glad to have you on the line.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm vibing with you.
That's what. She bad about it. All right. No limit soldier in the building. That's what I'm talking about. All right, and I got Sweet D in the building. What's up, Sweet D? How you doing?
Hey, Miss Tana, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good to hear your voice, lady.
It's good to hear your voice, too, Tana doll.
Oh, that's what's up, girl. I'm glad to have you on the line.
So how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling excited, and I'm ready to enjoy this show with y'all. Give me a little break from typing. All right, lady.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. And we got Miss Unique in the building. What's up? What's up, Unique?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, girl?
Groovy. How's the
That's
family?
What I'm talking about. Everybody's doing good.
Yay. I'm glad to hear that.
How's your family?
Do have a poem.
Okay.
I have more than one, but I have one for right now. You ready?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
What do you think?
This one is called Silhouette on the Wall, and it was a Facebook challenge. And in that challenge, we had to write, your silhouette is on the wall at some point in the poetry. Okay? So here it goes. Today, I saw a shadow larger than life slide through the blinds and climb the wall. For a moment, I was terrified. The bringer of darkness has entered my domain, and as the shadow took shape, I saw your silhouette on the wall. A smile erupted inside my soul, and gladness made you grow a little closer to me. I thanked God for sharing you once more, and I'll await the day when together we shadow our silhouette on the wall. That was it for now.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
All right. What you about to say? I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was going to say, but as far as like any shout outs or anything, make sure you guys are checking Facebook pages because people are still currently creating masks. So if you need masks, I know that I've got a couple of friends that are sewing, and so they've posted on Facebook, you know, to get in touch with them. So we are still out there working our little tails off.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, everybody, it was Unique in the building. We got Carlos. I call him DMX of Poetry in the building. What's up, Carlos? Just want to speak to you, see how you're doing.
How y'all doing tonight? I'm here, China. Hold on, I'm losing you. Give me a second.
Oh, no, you good. We just wanted to speak.
Okay, you can hear me.
All right. Yeah, you good. We just wanted to speak. All right, everybody, that's Carlos. And we got Nikki in the building. What's up? Just want to speak to you. Say hello. How you doing?
No.
Can you hear us, Nikki?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? We just want to speak to you and say what's up.
Hi, lady. How are you?
Doing great. Just want to say what's up.
Out and about with the girls.
All right, well, you enjoy yourself, and what we're going to do is I just want to speak and pay homage to everybody who's on the line, and we're about to go into the second round. All right, y'all, let's get it. All right, so with that being said, I hope you guys are having a good time, but we're about to, it's time to get it in. So let's get it. All right, I hope you guys are enjoying yourself, and we're going to go from there.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that. Like-
propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words fought something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salon man D-E-R? The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander is me.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I also like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil will witness sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap to stay alive. I'ma put that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody gonna
give
you.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Oh!
But you did.
love you, but I do, but I do, do, do.
Some change. Whatever you're searching for, you won't find it here. I admit something keeps pulling me back into your atmosphere. I'm really good at mistakes. All the marks I left on the page, they seem to never want to disappear. Why do you still come on spout when all I do is push, push, push you away? I really, really want to take a chance on you, but I hesitate. Yeah. I'm afraid to start. Don't want to break your heart. Just finished picking up the pieces of this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. It seems like everybody's watching to see what my next move is. Should I proceed with caution, or should I just dive in? I'm fine with taking it slow, enjoy life on my own. But I can be confusing sometimes, I know. I'm surprised you're still around, cause baby, all I do is push, push, push you away. I really, really want to take a chance on you, but I hesitate. I'm afraid to start. Don't want to break your heart. Just finished picking up the pieces from this maze. I never meant to hurt nobody, but now I tend to move slowly. Cause if I ever slip from your fingertips, my name will be stained on your lips. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, no. Don't wanna be the bad guy again, yeah. Still working out the kinks in my taint of love. Colors bleed out from my heart to his. Different shades that I can't predict, no. Nothing wrong with taking my time with love.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. Yeah. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, me.
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope fiend. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else, it didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash, as long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady, and yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all, as I ran the entire East Coast. I was leading my own folks astray, but back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing, but to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like, I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that second round of Lyrical Cypher. I know I did. I was over here dancing, vibing, and just chilling. I do want to say again, for everybody who's listening to the show, if you want to get on the rotation, please feel free to send your tracks to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. We will most definitely put them in rotation. Also, make sure that you send us the radio version, meaning the clean version of the track. So if you rap, you sing, do comedy, whatever it is that you do, just send us the clean version of it so we can actually, we just want to stay on the air. We're not trying to censor anybody, just trying to make sure we stay on air. And I do want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening all over the world. Big shout out to 242 Bahamas in the building. We got people in Paris, Australia. We got a lot of people all over the world that listen to this show. I like to acknowledge them too, because I can't see you, but I see the stats, and we are growing rapidly, and I appreciate that. By the grace of God, we are past 100,000 listeners, and I want to continue to keep growing like this, because right now this is a time that we need to collectively come together, and that's the whole point of why I do what I do. I want us to cipher with our talents together collectively and help one another. And that's on an offstage show. That's one of the reasons why you always hear me say, if you have something going on in your community, just because you're not an artist, you are still included with what we do. We're still going to collectively cipher. You know, we're going to cipher our gifts. And we're going to have fun, too, with a little bit of music and sharing our gifts in the process, you know. So that's the whole point of the cipher, so you can actually share your talents, your gifts. And this is your time to do what you love to do. And for anybody, please don't make it hard. Like, you don't have to physically go into a studio. There is a home studio you can have called Smart Recorder. I've learned this. I've been on many mixtapes in New York and different places, and they taught me about Smart Recorder. So as I learn and I grow, I'm going to give it to you. So please use Smart Recorder. It is very easy. Record yourself. It actually gets rid of all the white noise, background noise in the back. Just get into a low quiet room, record yourself, and send it to, you can actually share it. As soon as you save it, you can send it to me. Again, lyricalcipherradioshow@gmail.com. Poetry, singing, whatever it is that you do, comedy, rap, hip hop, country music, I don't care. You know, whatever it is, and your talent, and it's something you love and you're passionate about, I want you to continue to walk in purpose with a passion. That is actually the name of my second book. I hope you guys can take time to cop that book, because it's actually not only I pass it on to you for you to do what you want to with it, but it's also a journal so you can write in the book. You can find that on Amazon. And also my other book, Still Standing, is a poetry book. But Walking in Purpose actually has a collective of inspirational, motivational self-help guide. It's also a journal. And in the back of the book, my life coaching company is called Affirmation of Change. So you actually can write your own affirmations. I got some affirmations in the back, like an index, but also you can write your own affirmations in the back as well. So this is a book you can actually write in, make, turn into your diary, journal, whatever. It's for men and women. And it's called Walking in Purpose with a Passion. So walking your purpose with a passion and stick with it, you know. I do want to go ahead and give out my inspiration, my nugget for the day, because everything is not going to always be an inspirational nugget. It might be a funny nugget. It might be whatever. But the biggest nugget I can give you today, and this is a funny nugget I want to give you guys, is to laugh. Laugh before bed. Laugh, like, in the midst of everything we got going on, find a reason to turn the negative, those negative thoughts, into something positive, something funny. Just find something to laugh about, because laughter actually resets that brain. And with the nuggets, just want to give you guys, for anybody who's listening the very first time, I give nuggets as I learn and I grow. I give them to you. If you can do something, like if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But I just like to pass on what I learned and just go from there. Like I said, if you got a nugget, let me know. I love to learn. I'm a sponge, so teach me some things too. So with that being said, I'm actually going to open up the open mic lines. I got some more people on the line as well. And I just want to give them a big shout out. We got Miss Elsie in the building. How you doing, Elsie? Just want to shout you out.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Sure. It's fantastic to hear you.
Thank you. Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, no. You mean do something on air right now?
No, I said, are you enjoying the show?
Oh, no. Oh, fantastic. Yes, I am. It takes me back to a different time in my life, and I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you. Well, we do this every Tuesday. Feel free to call in and stay on the line, okay?
All right, sure.
All right. And we got Miss Beverly. What's up? What's up, Miss Beverly in the building? Hey, Beverly. My girl in the building.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. You enjoying the show, girl?
Yeah, I am. It's always good to hear, you know, people and their art.
Yeah, we appreciate having you. Are you going to do anything tonight, or are you just chilling?
I can.
Okay, well, the floor is yours, lady.
Okay. Well, this is an old song that I like, so I'm going to sing it. It's called Be Happy. My heart has found a new beat ever since you came into my life. No, I don't lose no sleep, 'cause I know he's walking by my side. And if you're looking for me, safe in his arms is where you find me. Cause I've gotta be happy, wanna be happy. I was searching for a long time for the right one to give my heart to. Then suddenly I looked to the sky and I realized that it shouldn't be you. Cause sometimes I stray away and I make mistakes, but you still love me. So now and forever, your arms is where I want to be. My heart has found a new beat ever since you came into my life. No, I don't lose no sleep, cause I know he's walking by my side. And if you're looking for me, safe in his arms is where you'll find me. Cause I've gotta be happy, I wanna be happy. Tell me, how would you describe happiness? Right now you're all good, later you're a mess. Maybe you should start making some changes. Ever consider reaching towards heaven? Your burden will get lighter, and you'll have no desire to turn away. Cause I can say Jesus' love won't ever change. I never, ever had a treasure just to call my own until you came along. No matter what happens, you're mine forever. You captured my soul, and I won't let go. Ever since you came into my life, no, I don't lose no sleep, cause I know he's walking by my side. And if you're looking for me, safe in his arms is where you'll find me. Cause gotta be happy, wanna be happy. My heart has found a new beat ever since you came into my life. No, I don't lose no sleep, cause I know he's walking by my side. And if you're looking for me, safe in his arms is where you'll find me. Cause I've gotta be happy, wanna be happy.
Girl, you better sing.
Thank you. That's an old one by Mary Mary, but, you know,
really?
I've always loved that song.
Wow.
Talking about how, you know, life is just different. You have a different level of joy, you know, when God becomes the center of your life.
Amen. Girl, I appreciate you sharing it. That was beautiful. I was over here smiling like I had never heard that before.
Oh yeah, it's an old one. That was like their debut album. That was on rotation for me when I was like 7, 8 years old. Like, that was my first. That was my Mary Mary Thankful. That album was my first album that like my dad bought like for me, and I listened to it nonstop. I basically memorized the whole thing for a long time. I had those were my favorite songs. That was the album that Shackles was on.
Oh yeah.
And Can't Give Up Now. Yeah.
Mhm. Wow. I love Can't Give Up Now and Shackles most definitely. But yeah, you made me want to go to the drawing board and add that to my playlist. Love we appreciate it. You sharing today and being on the line with us. Awesome angelic
no
singer, you guys. Thank you. Beverly Bryant in the building. I look at her like she's my little sis. Girl, I'd love to have you. All right. We got it. Thank you so much, girl. And just want to check in with Carlos. See, what's up? What's up, Carlos? You ready to get on your thing? All right. All right. We got Unique in the building. Just want to see Unique. You want to get online?
Sure. Here's another one. This one's called Poetry and Pencil. And it was a response to a Facebook situation. Somebody had asked a question about writing in pencil or pen, you know, pencil versus pen kind of situation. And one of the comments, Mr. Tony Martin Beck, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but Tony Martin Beck had started, and the way he did his comments, it was like one-liners. And so when I read his first line, I said, before I read the rest, my mind said yes to the point on multiple levels. No special order. The sharp point can prick and draw blood. The line so thin it's hard to tell where to begin. As you wrote, the lead floats and the width begins to show. Now all wood, more to say, must sharpen and start another day. This word or that can be erased, but the indent will remain in the back of the mind to live again through to the page below. And as we finished and placed that last point down, the lead must be blown away or the smudge will begin to play. And like I said, that was a response to Poetry and Pencil or versus pen. And he had started each line. He did like a comment and then space and then another comment. And so I hadn't even read all of his comment before. I was like, no, yes, you know. So I thought that was a pretty good one.
That
was cool.
Well, thank you so much.
That's all.
I appreciate you. All right, everybody, it's Unique in the building. We'll be shutting down in a minute, but I'm glad everybody took time out to listen to the show. I do want to say a couple of things that are new. You can actually feel free. I know a lot of people hit me up via text and via Facebook, but I also have a chat box up here for Blog Talk Radio. So feel free to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And that is www.blogtalkradio.com/lyricalcipher. And you can actually see all the shows that we have coming up. You can actually listen to any of all the archive shows that we have had. We've actually been online. I can't even believe it. Like, Lyrical Cipher has been in existence since 11, 12, 13. That's amazing. It was all in that order. 11, 12, 13. So November 12, 2013, we began. And actually, on November the 12th of this year, we'll make exactly 7 years strong. We've been going at it with the Lyrical Cipher. And we started out, if you want to hear any of the old archive tracks, with Tell Me I Can Radio. And if you go to Tell Me I Can Radio with Blog Talk, you'll see Lyrical Cipher shows from when we started then. And then we actually migrated to our very own, which is actually with Blog Talk Radio and a Lyrical Cipher radio show. So if you want to hear any of those tracks, you want to go way back, remember to go to Tell Me I Can Radio. And yeah, you can choose a Lyrical Cipher underneath that umbrella. Or you can just follow us with the Lyrical Cipher radio show and you can see our list of any of our archive tracks. You can follow us, share it with your friends, let people know about it. We do this every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. I thoroughly appreciate everybody who has been with us throughout the years, listened to us abroad and locally in different cities, different states, all over the world. We appreciate you. Like I say, I do my best to pay homage to anybody who listens. So when I shout you out, it's not to embarrass you. It's just to say thank you, because you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to rock out with us. And that means the world to me, because it's something about somebody believing in what you do. And also when somebody else believes in you for what you do. So it's a twofold thing. Just remember that.
So with that being said, I'm going to play one more track and we're going to go ahead and roll out of here. I hope you guys have enjoyed yourselves. I want to say the couple of things that I normally say before I leave the show is keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. I want you guys to keep going and keep growing and be the best you know how to be. No matter what anybody says, you be you always. And like I say, you can't change nobody but yourself. And everybody else, pray for them and keep it pushing. You know, do your part. But we got to keep right on working on ourselves and being better. So that being said, you guys have a good night.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch is bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and tell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
Treasure gold, you pay me.